So, for my first question, in New Work for Goldberg Variations, there were many moments of interaction between Miss Dinnerstein and the dancers. In Short Memory, performed by a New York Theater Ballet, I noticed the musicians wearing similar costumes to the dancers. Can you describe the relationship between the dancers and the musicians in your works?
Sure. I mean, I just think that they're living, breathing people just like the dancers are, and everyone's sharing the same space. So it seems silly to not acknowledge that to me, you know, and it makes it all part of one project.
Yes.
So it just seems like why not? Because everyone's connected anyway, you know?
Yes. So yeah. do you see them as dancers then? Like, do you choreograph for them, or do you let them, like, whatever comes natural?
I like to create a space where they can be themselves and be performing with, you know, they're performing with that dancers, so they're part of the picture. You know, like when you look at a dance, I mean, it's a performing art, but it's also visual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're taking in what everything looks like.
I see.
Yeah.
Thank you. Going back to the relationship, I noticed in a majority of your works, you like to have live accompanists.
Yeah.
And can you talk about that process when you're working with these musicians who play already composed pieces versus your process when you're working with Dan Siegler, if I said his name right?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I like to vary the different kinds of music I use because I feel like it pushes me artistically, so I don't always want to use the same kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I'm working with live musicians, again, it's about that everyone being alive and performing together, you know, where, you know, every performance is slightly different because, you know, you're a dancer, you know that every time, even if you're doing the same step, it's different, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah.
And so that gives the work of like, that is, interesting to me and I think important. And a lot of times when I work with musicians, they, you know, I don't read music, so I get, they explain what's going on in the music and the score to me, so I learn about the music in different ways. So it's exciting for me.
Oh, that's so interesting. Meeting Miss Viola Farber at Sarah Lawrence College, how would you say she has influenced your journey of finding your identity as a choreographer?
Well, when I went to Sarah Lawrence, I went 96, 98, so I was 26, so I was like ready. I was interested in being a choreographer, but I didn't really know what kind of work I wanted to make, and I feel like meeting Viola is just like a very strong, smart, you know, very inspiring dancer and choreographer, and just being around her and talking to her, she just changed my life, not only in dance, but just the way I would notice things in life, and, you know, to appreciate certain things, and, you know, she came at a good time in my life where I was ready to take that information in. I had already been working in New York for about 5 years. I didn't really like where my work was going. So she really re-taught me how to dance, also physically, and also opened my mind.
Oh, that's so nice.
Mentally, yeah.
That's amazing. In an interview with Neil Baldwin 2 years ago at Montclair State University, you mentioned Merce Cunningham having a saying that there is no product in dance, meaning no art on the wall, no book. And you mentioned progress. The progress is the product. What would you consider your works that have been premiered? Progress or a product, and why?
I guess they're a product because I had to end it and make a show. But I guess when I say progress, progress for me personally and progress for the art form, both are important to me, so it's important for me to do things I haven't done before.
Yeah.
Or to have, make sure there's a risk involved for not just doing another, you know, dance with, you know, in the same way. So
mm-hmm.
I guess that's sort of what I meant by that. And I do believe that still.
Mm-hmm.
I said that like 2 years ago. But yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's really important to make work not only for it to be new for yourself, but also to, you know, acknowledge what has come before you and
yeah.
see where you are in mm-hmm. the continuum of dance history
mm-hmm.
as well.
So going off of that, would you ever go back to your product, so the pieces that you have premiered, and like refine it and present a second installation of them?
Well, I mean, that's funny that you asked, because we're just in rehearsals for Born Quartet. We're going to California on Tuesday to perform it, and I made it in 2018. And when we did it again at the Barbican in London last May, I changed some stuff, and then this week I changed some stuff. But not anything to the naked eye, but like I feel like I can keep making it better and better, but it doesn't have to be announced. Like,
mm-hmm. I see.
I just feel like I'm just me as an artist, like now I see other things that I can work on.
I see.
Yeah. So it's always changing. You know, you always have to look at stuff, you know, with fresh eyes.
Yeah.
I think it's important. And sometimes the dance, you have to leave the dance and make a new one if you find, like, too many problems. Yeah.
When creating a new work, do you come in with a firm idea or concept of what you want? And, for example, like, you've worked with people from the Paul Taylor Dance Company and, like, New York City Ballet. So do the background of the dancers affect your process or, like, change as...
Oh, yeah. Like, so, yeah, definitely. So when I go in to, like, when I go into other companies that aren't my company... I actually have more of a plan than with my company. When it's my company, I know what I want to work on. But because I've worked with a lot of these dancers, I know I feel comfortable with them, and I have ideas, but I also can lose, you know, forget those ideas and see what's happening in the room, you know. And so when I go to other companies, I'm a lot more prepared in a certain way,
mm-hmm.
but I also do feel like it's important for me to collaborate with those dancers.
Yeah.
So I think it's important for them to, like, you know, learn my movement style, but at the same time, I'm in their company, you know, in
yeah.
their environment, and I think that it's not just them learning from me, but I can learn from them, too.
I see.
So I think, yeah, so I like to try to incorporate some of those. You know, like when I meet people for Graham, I use Graham steps in my
mm-hmm.
piece. So, you know, and then when I use ballet dancers, I let some of the more balletic presentation sort of seep through when I maybe necessarily wouldn't do that with my company.
I see.
Yeah.
Thank you. In a New York Times article, by Cloris, she refers to your work as movement exploration with steps that reverse and invert, like interlocking pieces in a puzzle. You use the term use the term like a puzzle in the same interview with Neil Baldwin, in which you were referring to your creative process like a puzzle. Do you think the term puzzle-like describes your movement in the way Ms. Cloris did, or do you feel puzzle-like refers more to your process?
More to the process and to the structure of the dance.
The structure.
So, yeah. Not necessarily the steps.
Being as you put an outsider to the form of ballet, I notice you use balletic vocabulary, which you manipulate and make your own. Can you talk more about that interpretation, that process of interpretation?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it just sort of happened. I didn't really plan on it, but it was always interesting to me, ballet, and, you know, and I, you know, I've said before about in the ballet world, I'm a modern dance program from the outside, mm-hmm. so it's sort of, like, questions of looking, like, why do they do it this way? Why do they do it this way? Like, yeah. Why can't you do this step, you know,
yeah.
with this accent? Or, you know, as far as the movement and the presentation of ballet, I think it's interesting. So it's really just me, like, asking questions and having the utmost respect for the form. It's never about making fun of or, you know, it's more just the reverence and, you know, curiosity.
Having to set and commission so many pieces at once, how do you go about balancing all of these commitments?
Good question. it's hard. I have assistants. From Elizabeth Too Good,
mm-hmm.
and also a creative associate, Jason Collins, and usually one of them come with me. At New York City Ballet, I had 3 people helping me, and sometimes I map stuff out on my dancers, and I bring them with me, you know, or, like, I do, like, the first level of experimentation and development with my dancers or on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go there. So I'm never going to a job with, like, an empty notebook.
I
can do that with my dancers, but I can't do that when I'm doing all the stuff.
Right, I see.
And then I also, like, make sure I'm, like, really organized. I wake up, I go to the gym, I try to drink a lot of water, I try to eat, like, healthy, so I don't get sick. You know.
Wow. That's so amazing. Oh my goodness. quickly, just one last question. Thank you so much again.
Yeah.
What vision do you have for upcoming projects and for your company in general?
Good question. I'm trying to figure out how to not do too many things and overwhelm because I'm scared that I don't want my work to suffer. So I'm trying to, like, really be careful about that. So stay, you know, try to stay creative and imaginative as possible.
Yeah.
I'm starting New York City Ballet again in a couple weeks, and then I'm also working on a new piece for my company. So I'm just trying to, you know, keep all the ball rolling, but not overdo it.
I see. That's so exciting. I see you're going to London soon? The company's going to London soon?
Yeah, we're doing Goldberg Variations in London.
Oh, that's so exciting.
So it's interesting to rehearse pieces that have already been made and then make new ones, you know, try to find the time and the focus to, like, keep switching is definitely challenging. But I'm lucky, you know, I'm grateful for all the opportunities I've had, I'm not complaining.
That's all the questions I have. Thank you so much again.
I just want to tell you that, like, your questions were great.
Oh, really?
I just had an interview with a student at UCLA for going there, and she asked the dumbest question. And I was so, like, it made me angry because I felt like she didn't do her homework, and you obviously have, but I really appreciate it. So.
Thank you so much. I really, like, since a young age, I actually really have loved your work because I grew up with New York Theater Ballet, so I've watched a lot of the pieces that they've done, like, that you have set on them.
That's nice. Yeah, yeah.
And then I watched the premiere of Goldberg Variations, at Montclair.
Yeah.
So when I heard about this project, I was so excited.
No, I could tell you have seen my work and have read stuff because, you know, some people, like, even, like, for newspapers or whatever, like, have interviewed me and hadn't even looked at my website or, like, done any. So, you know, I don't understand people, but I just wanted to tell you that I enjoy talking to you. I like all your questions.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. if you need anything else, you can email me if you need any other info. Is it for a school paper or something?
It's for my Choreo 3 class.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
No problem. Listen, I was a student once, too, and I interviewed John Jaspers for my paper at Sarah One. And I remember calling him and, you know, being nervous and wanting to talk to him, and, yeah. So I remember how that feels, so. But I'm happy to pay it forward, so, yeah.
I'm so thankful that you fit me into your busy schedule. I felt so bad, because I know you have a lot going on, so.
No, it's totally fine. Actually, I was supposed to be at the airport, so that's why I thought I'd be talking at the airport, but my flight got changed because of the weather. So
I see.
It ended up being, like, fine. I had all this, like, free time that I didn't think I would have it, so it all.
Oh, okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. So if you need anything else, let me know.
Okay, great. Thank you again.
Okay.
Have a safe flight. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.